Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We are going to read from Exodus chapter 12. And then verse 1 to 13. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 13. We have been trying to discover the Lord Jesus in the pages of the Bible, right from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelations chapter 22. Because we reckon that the whole Bible, scriptures, is about the revealing of Jesus Christ. So every page of the Bible tells us about Jesus Christ. Because if Jesus is truly the Word of God and the Bible is the Word of God, then he must be everywhere in the Bible. Hallelujah. That is why we want to look at Exodus chapter 12, and we will try and discover our Lord Jesus in the Bible, God being our helper. Now, I want us to have a little background to Exodus 12. You must understand that this was, Exodus 12 is a chapter that is announcing the Passover, the institution of the Passover. The Passover is simply an exemption that God wants to give to his people. So God says that Israel, his people, are in Egypt, but he is about to take them out of Egypt. And from Exodus chapter 12, he outlines the final thing that is going to trigger their exit from Egypt, the final thing that is going to send them out of Egypt. Now, I want us to understand also that Egypt is talking about the world system. It's talking about the way that the world values things, the way that the world esteems things, what is important to the world, the philosophies on which the world runs. That is what is called the world system. And in the Bible, Egypt is a picture or represents, I should say, the world system, the world's value system, the world's way of going about things, what the world believes in. Now, I need to establish that the reason why God wanted to take his people out of the world system was to send them into an alternative system, which is called the kingdom system. This is the first reason why God wanted to take his people out of Egypt. And we can read that from Exodus 19 and from verse 4 downwards. But I want us to look at verse 6. It is stating the reason why God is taking them out of the world system into what I call the kingdom system. So, Exodus 19 and then verse 5, if you like, he says, "And now therefore God is talking to them." Let's back up to verse 4. He says that, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Verse 5 now. "Now therefore, if you would indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." So God is telling his people, the children of Israel, that you have seen that I've brought you out of Egypt. And if you are going to obey me, then I'm going to make you a special people. And he explains it. He says that you are going to be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. This is the agenda of God. God wanted to make Israel a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it also tells us about this objective of God. Actually, Peter tells us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that we may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you see that what we are enjoying as believers today under Jesus is that we are a special people. We are a kingdom of priests. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood means that we are both priests and kings, or kings and priests. That is the ultimate of God for us, that we will be priests who rules on this earth. So you go back to Exodus 19 and you see that God is aiming at that thing that we are enjoying under Christ. When he says that if you obey me, then you are going to be a special people, a chosen generation, and says that you are going to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Hallelujah. So that is why God is taking the people of Israel out of the worldly system, which is a religious system, into the kingdom system, where you are going to be both kings and priests. Priests, that is spiritually, you are going to be strong. And then king means that secularly, you are going to be strong. So both areas, you are going to be strong. And that is what God wants to make of us ultimately, that we are strong in both areas. That is why the Bible says that when the Holy Ghost came, if you remember, the Bible says that cloven tongues of fire appeared on the heads of the 120, each of the 120 disciples in the upper room. Cloven tongues of fire is just talking about the fire being divided. It has been cleaved. It is a cleft tongue of fire. So it's not just one big fire on them, but you see that there is a division in the fire. Some version says that divided tongues. That's what your version says. Yes, it just means that, you see, God wants us to be both spiritually strong, I mean, and secularly strong. So the Holy Ghost came upon us, or comes upon us, to make us like that. In both areas, we should be strong. We shouldn't be strong in one area and the other area we are weak. No. But the ultimate of God is that we will be kings and priests. We will have divided tongues upon us. Strong spiritually and strong secularly. Kings and priests. And that is ultimately God's purpose for you and I. And in the context of our scripture, for the people of Israel. Hallelujah. So watch it. We are moving out of the world system to experience practically kingdom life, where we are kings and we are priests on this earth. And God is telling them how this movement, this transition is going to come about. It's going to be triggered, God is telling them in Exodus 12, by the blood of a lamb. We know that this lamb should stand for our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This Passover lamb should stand for our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one whose blood was shed to transition us from the world's arrangement to the kingdom arrangement. Hallelujah. So let's read it now. Verse 1, Exodus 12. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this man shall be your beginning of months. it shall be the first month of the year to you. Hallelujah. So God speaks to Moses and Aaron, who are leaders of God's people, that they should change their reckonings. Reckoning means how you count things. They should change their value system, how they value things. He speaks to them in Egypt. They have been in Egypt, remember, for about 430 years now. And God says that before you can move out of the world system into the kingdom system, you must change your reckonings. Don't reckon things like the way the world reckons things. So he tells them that maybe in Egypt at that time, they were in the 8th month or the 9th month. But God tells them that they should change their calendar. Now, the month which he calls the Passover month is supposed to be their first month. This is unlike the calendar in Egypt or in the world. He is telling his people, the first thing I need you to do is to change the way that you look at things. More specifically, change your beginning. Fix your beginning well. Because if you fix your beginning well, all other periods of your life will be well. And things will be good. Hallelujah. So, the month that they were in at the time was the month of Abib. If you read chapter 13 and verse 4, it says, on this day you are going out in the month Abib. Another name for Abib is Nisan. Nisan. Alright? So, God is telling his people that I want you to change your source. Change your beginning. Do something about your starting point. And that is what I want to start with, ladies and gentlemen. I want us that, as a people of God, we don't reckon a beginning like the way that unbelievers reckon their beginning. Pastor, how do unbelievers reckon their life on this earth, their beginning point on this earth? They trace it out and they go to Adam. Hallelujah. But ours should be different. We should trace it and bypass Adam and go to who? Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 1 and then verse 4a. Ephesians 1 verse 4a. Verse 3 says, Ephesians 1 3, blessed be the Lord, or blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So he says that God has a blessing for you. But look at verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He says that before the world was founded and Adam was created, God saw us in Jesus and chose us in him. So if you want to enjoy all the spiritual blessings that he's got for us in his kingdom system, Ephesians says that which are in heavenly places, that is the kingdom above. If you want to enjoy it, he says that just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world. So God is saying about the same thing, that check your beginning, where your foundation is. Your foundation is not in Adam, which makes you live a low life, which makes you live a life that belongs to the earth. Low thinking, low talking. Everybody is complaining, so you should also complain. You know? Everybody is insulting somebody, so you should also insult. No? He says that, look at where you were chosen out from. You were chosen in him before Adam was created and you were put in the loins of Adam. We were in somebody who is called Jesus Christ. He is our true source. He is our true beginning. He is the foundation or the starting point we should reckon, trace our life to. Because when we do that, then we can live the high life of the kingdom. And we can receive the spiritual blessings which are placed in the kingdom system, in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So that is what I want us to understand. I want to start with. I want us to understand that our source must be changed. From this moment, begin to see yourself as a believer in Jesus. You see, when you see yourself in Jesus, then you can live the Jesus kind of life. Hallelujah. Because your strength is equal to the strength of your source. Like you take this pulpit, it was made of a certain wood, say mahogany. If mahogany is strong, then this pulpit is strong, because the source of this pulpit is mahogany. If you trace your source and you know it's Jesus, and Jesus is holy, then you will be holy. That is why he said, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. But it all begins from how you reckon yourself. The Bible says that reckon yourself as in Christ. Reckon yourself as dead unto sin. Reckon yourself as part of Jesus. Do your reckoning well. So he tells them that although you are in the land of Egypt and you are in the world system, I want you to begin to change your mind. Begin to change your calendar. Begin to correct your source, your beginning. So he says, this man that you are in, the month Abib, shall be the first month of the year to you. Hallelujah. And wonderfully, the word Abib means green. Green. G-R-E-E-N. It also means tender. Hallelujah. You know what it's telling us? It's telling us that if we want to enter into the kingdom system, experience the kingdom life that he's got for us in the kingdom of God in which we are, then we should be tender. We should be green. Do you understand that term? Be green. It means that you should not be strong in yourself. You should be tender. Rather, your strength should be in somebody. Hallelujah. You should not be strong in your own works, strong in your own efforts, strong in your own ways to please God, to serve God. Says that no, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in Jesus. Be strong in what Jesus Christ has done for us. That is our beginning point. That is our Abib. He's telling us that focus on Jesus. Let him be your strength. Let his performance be your performance. Your performance is weak. You see, in the world, they look at what they can do. It's a survival of the fittest philosophy. It's a philosophy that says that before you get it, you must earn it. And you must work and sweat for it. That is the world. But in the kingdom system, it isn't our sweat that gets us anything. It is the sweat of somebody, Jesus, who worked and who performed for us. Hallelujah. And as long as we are strong in what Jesus Christ has done for us, then our works in this life will receive the requisite strength to be able to attract all the blessings God has got for us. Attract the kingdom life God has got for us. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household or a family. Please underline, a lamb for a household. Says that individuals should go and take a lamb, but every household, every family must have one lamb. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, because God wants to do something with you and me in our world today that is not, that is supposed to benefit our household. God wants to do something with your life that is supposed not to send you alone into the kingdom system, live the kingdom life. It begins with you. But he says that I want to do something to rope in your family. I want the blessing to go beyond you. So a lamb must be for a house, not every member in the house having his own lamb. We said this lamb is Jesus. What does it tell us? It tells us that Jesus is too big for us to enjoy him alone. Yeah. Hallelujah. The blessings of the kingdom life is so rich for us to be selfish and to enter alone. We must go with our whole family members. Hallelujah. It must affect them. When we take the lamb and we slaughter the lamb must not just save us. The lamb must not just propel us into the kingdom, experiencing the kingdom life, but our whole family must benefit from it. No wonder in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, and then verse 31. Verse 30 says, you remember that jailer, Philippi jailer, who came around. I mean, Paul had been in prison with Silas, and they were there. And as they were praising the Lord at midnight, remember midnight, what we are talking about, the Passover, it took place at midnight. Now, at midnight, we have something being enacted that is very similar to Exodus 12 in Acts 16. Because this jailer in verse 30 says, remember, the praises at midnight and then the earthquake that came and all the prisoners, their chains fell off, and the jailer thought that the prisoners had escaped, so he took a knife, a sword, was about to kill himself, and saw Paul shouted and said, don't kill yourself, nobody has escaped, we are all here. And the man comes to Paul trembling and saying, what must I do, says, what must I do to be saved? And Paul and Silas tells him, verse 31, that believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your house. Question. The man just asks Paul, what must I do? He didn't say, what must I and my family do? He says, what must I do to be saved? And Paul says that you must believe in this lamb, in Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And the salvation will be too big for you. Your household will also be saved. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is too big. The Bible says that he is an overpayment for the sins of even the whole world. From Adam to the last human being. How much less you? Is that the right way of putting it? You are just a dot for you to be saved alone. Ladies and gentlemen, what I want to tell you is that there is a certain covenant you have with God if you are a believer, and God is specially committed to carry it through. That once he has saved you by the blood of Jesus, all your family people must be saved, and they will be saved. It doesn't mean that if they are dead and they were unbelievers who were dead, they were going to be go to heaven. No. The living ones. Hallelujah. They will be saved. Isn't that good news? They will be saved. Hallelujah. God is committed to that. It is a covenant thing. Because you see, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But let it suffice now for us to know that because we are saved, God is duty bound to save our households. That's the covenant. That is the blood covenant. That is what it means. So that jailer could not just believe in Jesus and then he alone is saved and then his family is unsaved. No. God said that you will be saved and your family too will be saved. God is committed to that. If even he has to reveal himself to that sibling or your parents or whoever you consider your family, if he has to reveal himself to them at the last hour, he will save them at the last hour. Hallelujah. Because he is a covenant keeping God. And he will keep his blood covenant, that Jesus's blood sealed. Hallelujah. So that is good news for us. And that is how powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is. The blood of the lamb that we are reading about says that one lamb was okay for the whole family. And that's wonderful. That's powerful. I want you and I to believe God that we are going to experience kingdom life, not alone, but experience it with our whole household. That is God's plan, and he's committed to it. Already 1 Peter 4 verse 10 has said that God, he calls himself the savior of all men. And I say to God, if you are the savior of all men, then save my family people. Hallelujah. He said that he's the savior of all men, especially of those who believe. To the greatest degree, those who believe. But he is still the savior, and he will save them. So let us work with God whilst there is life, whilst our family people are alive, so that they get born again. But be assured, if they are resisting you today because of the gospel, maybe preaching they are resisting, be assured, tell them that you, because of Jesus and the power of his blood, you will be saved. You will go to heaven. Don't say that they are sinners, they are bad, they are wicked, they are the black sheep in the family, they are the cause troublers in the family, they steal, they do drugs and all that. No, they womanize. Don't say that to them. Say that they are born again. You are saved. God has saved you. That is the good news. You are not aware, but very soon you will see it. Tell them that. Say those wonderful words over them, that you are going to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus. Wow. It's exciting to be in God, because he takes the work out of our work. Because when he shed his blood, he finished it all. So why do you make the salvation of your brother or your sister or your mother become something that you are even doubting? From today, stop the doubting and believe with God. He sees them differently. You have to change the way you are seeing them. The reckonings. You have to change the way that you are valuing, you are esteeming them. You have to change your language towards them and see them as people that the blood of the Lamb has touched, because the same blood has touched you. And the lamb is for a house. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to verse 5. Your lamb. Oh no, verse 4. And if the house. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's wonderful. Please look at it. Oh, those in the dark, I don't know why you are there. You see, look at verse 4. And if the household is too small for the lamb. Oh, hallelujah. If the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb.
Look at what God is saying. He is even going beyond your family. He says that if your family is small, you see, so that the lamb appears too big for you, then you can believe. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Then you can believe God for your neighbors to enjoy the kingdom system, experience the kingdom life that I'm just about to take you out from the world system into being kings and priests, in charge spiritually, in charge secularly. That is it.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.